Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Michael Harrison is here. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com with us every week. You go through the Talkers charts. It happens to be the week of October 28th to November the 1st of the year 2013 that we are focused on. Michael has the top topics, stories, if you will, issues of the day from the News Talk Radio world, and a list of the top 10 people that have made the cut. And there are some interesting names, as usual, a lot of politicians, but maybe not all are politicians. Let's go through the issues. First of all, we're all happy the Red Sox have won. That's something that's a given, I guess. That was a big deal, not only on sports talk radio, but on the regular news talk radio programs as well, Michael, yeah?
Well, we're all happy, except for those
the
that
St.
are
Louis
in the Midwest or in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, right.
And they have every reason to be proud of the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah,
excellent, excellent team, and had to be a tough loss for them. Be that as it may, Boston and New England and Red Sox Nation are celebrating. It was a very emotional scene and transcended sports. Absolutely transcended sports. Number 10 is National Football League action. Let's not forget about that. Number 9 is the aforementioned Red Sox winning the World Series. The Texas abortion law ruling came in at number 8. The budget deficit came in at 7. And number 6, we have a tie between Fed policy and the financial markets activity. Sinking Obama poll numbers at number 5. At number 4, state of the GOP. At number 3, the Benghazi cover-up allegations. At number 2, the NSA spying controversy. And at number 1, we have the rollout of Obamacare and the Sebelius hearings. That's basically the top 10 stories on talk radio, news talk radio this week. Now, the people that make those stories come to life, at number 10, we have John Lackey, who is a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. At number 9, we have Hillary Clinton, who is a pitcher for the Democratic Party. At number 8, we have Edward Snowden. Pope Francis at number 7. Chris Christie at number 6. Paul Rand at number 5. Ted Cruz at number 4. You notice a certain consistency?
Yes.
In terms of the number 4 through 6, the middle of the batting order. I've got baseball still on my mind. At number 3, Angela Merkel. At number 2, Kathleen Sebelius. And number 1,
you know, there's an interesting story. This one of the great things about going to talkers.com is that people who are listening to this program and who are big fans of the medium, that is the news talk radio world, not only radio, but all of the new media, maybe television, it could be all the various ways that we get content these days. There was a fellow who was doing a morning program who lost his hearing, and all I could think about when I read the story was what Rush Limbaugh went through. What was it, 4 or 5 years ago, and he had to have that cochlear ear implant put into his inner ear so he could actually hear things. And he says today he only hears, and this is what I find fascinating, he only hears about 1 out of 3 words. And yet he can still put the conversation together, understand what people are saying, and he doesn't call attention to it. You wonder, again, what he does or has done, and this other guy who's lost his hearing, you're making a living listening to people. How in the world do you carry that on?
It's a terrible situation. I mean, it brings us back to the greatest story of all time, Ludwig von Beethoven, mm-hmm. who lost his hearing and composed some of his greatest pieces while deaf. And he heard it in his head, as they say. There have been cases of record producers who've lost their hearing and would produce records based on watching the meters, the readings of the meters, or feeling the vibrations. Limbaugh's story is amazing. I had a eyeball-to-eyeball a 3 or 4 minute conversation with Rush Limbaugh recently in Florida at that conference.
Yep.
And I was quite cognizant of the fact that he had that problem. I have to tell you something, Doug. He did not in any way, shape, or form seem to be a guy that could not hear me.
Really?
Even though I do believe this. I'm not saying...
Can he read lips? Is he looking at you? Is he looking straight on at you? And perhaps he learned how
eyeball
to... I mean,
to eyeball. It was unbelievable. It was such an intense conversation. Because mm-hmm. think about all the things he and I could be saying to each other. Yeah. We don't hang out. We don't talk to each other. We deal with each other together through third parties. Here we were face to face for the first time in a number of years.
Yeah.
And it was one of those, you know, conversations.
Right.
And it was, and his eyes locked onto mine, and I we said a bunch of heavy duty things to each other, and about the business and about our relationship, et cetera.
Yeah.
And it was very moving. But he was locked in. And he understood what I said. I was very clear. I was very slow. I was aware of his situation. But the point I'm making is he seems to have learned how to do it. When he takes calls, I understand they type onto the screen, you know, what the people are saying. And he gets by. I tell you, it shows you how much he loves what he does.
Right, and that's what I was going to say. He's so dedicated to what he's doing, couldn't imagine himself doing anything else, couldn't imagine stopping. Somebody recently asked him, with all the money he's made over the years, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars, why do you keep at it? And it's simple. Those of us who love what we do, it doesn't make any difference whether you're in the radio business or whether you're a telephone pole, you scale telephone poles to fix wires. If you love what you do, you stick with it if you can.
I wish that more people involved in the upper echelon of ownership in radio loved radio as much as the owners used to.
Yeah, right. And some of the people on the air still do.
Some still do. Of course, we've become so corporate in show business, whether it's the movie business, TV, radio, or music, that there are far fewer devotees and people who love the art at the very top in all the fields today than they were in the old days. And frankly, I think that's taken a lot of the heart and soul out of the arts.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Speaking of that heart and soul, I have a story about a radio station that is doing some great things, and we'll explain the story in just a matter of moments. You're listening to Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, review the charts for the week and also some of the issues with the people who are on the radio. I'm Doug Steffen.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions. You got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Many people who switch their car insurance to GEICO for the savings end up staying for the excellent customer service. That's why GEICO works very hard to make sure every customer is satisfied. In fact, GEICO's customer satisfaction is 97%. And the 3% who aren't satisfied? Well, there's just no pleasing some people. But we're working on it.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And the award goes to...
America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend study. And now you can be a winner too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Michael Harrison from Talkers.com here with us on the countdown. I'm Doug Steffen, overviewing not only the issues of the week that we have in the News Talk radio world, but some of the stories behind the stories, the good that radio does. This is something that hasn't been highlighted, but I think, and because we're not apologists, but cheerleaders for the medium and the format, it's easy and kind of fun to look for the good things and be able to extol the value of virtue. Who knows, Michael? Maybe by telling some of these stories, we'll give other people ideas to do the same thing. A radio station in Illinois protected a homeless shelter that was going to close by going on the air and raising $40,000-$50,000 to keep it open. Now, we find stories like this frequently. It does fit better in the conversation medium because you got to tell a story. And that's the beauty of this format. You've just told, just before we paused here a few minutes ago, a great story. We could visualize you having a face-to-face conversation with Rush Limbaugh. Those are great stories, word pictures, that those of us who have been doing this for a while, I guess the reason we've been successful is because we've understood how to do it. We learned how to do it, or we just know instinctively how to tell stories. And I guess that's where I am with this story of this station that just felt that it was their mission to locally save this homeless shelter. And we have the coming Thanksgiving, people will be collecting food, it'll be right. Christmas when people are collecting presents, that kind of stuff. And it's done better on the radio than it is anywhere else, I think.
I think I've always advised, and this has been one of my platform speeches in our industry, is don't miss any opportunity if you're a broadcaster to be a hero. Don't miss any opportunity. That takes in two things. One, the storytelling, and two, tell stories for the sake of being a hero, meaning help people in need. And that doesn't mean help people understand that Obamacare is bad or that the conservatives are bad. It means help people in need in your community. Help people. Do something to motivate people to be aware of those who are in pain, those who are in need. Be inspirational. Make the world a better place.
Mm-hmm. How much sort of change our flow down the stream here. The Federal Communication Commission, which has often been really vilified, is that the right word, by the likes of Limbaugh and the rest of us who do conversation on the radio work, because the FCC is supposedly the watchdog over what we do, but they become so political. And one wonders, as you think about what goes on at the Federal Communications Commission, there are those who are running for office next year who are trying to stir that pot again. The FCC got new leadership, and they're going to reinstall the fairness doctrine. It's an old horse that's been beaten up a lot, but it's amazing what sort of response it gets every time somebody dusts it off and brings it back. It's kind of like discussing capital punishment or abortion or, you know, those things that are always kind of easy targets.
The fairness doctrine is unconstitutional, and it goes against free speech, and it also goes against whatever business needs radio has to stay competitive with all the non-regulated media. So it's a terrible idea, and it's a very dangerous one. So whenever they bring it up, of course people react, because it's a bad thing. It's a very bad thing. Do I think it's going to actually happen? No. But do I think that we should react when people do try to bring it back? Yes, because of what it stands for. It stands for ignorance about the First Amendment and the media landscape of the world.
Well, the leading people who are in this business are so corporate, they don't really pay attention to that sort of thing. And that's a bother, because it was in the days when we had smaller companies and there was more passion. I can remember one of my bosses saying he wanted to take phone calls from people complaining because they knew that meant listeners were there and they were interested and engaged in what was going on in the air. Now, bosses don't want the phone calls because they worry about whether they're going to get fined for something that one of their hosts might have said.
You bring up a very good point, and I'm a believer that if you're not getting complaints, you're in trouble.
Right, exactly. Calls. Call the radio station. Tell them you love it. Tell them you don't like it, but you're listening anyway. Michael Harrison, focused on the listener. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He runs Talkers.com. And we're happy to have him with us every week to go through some of the issues going on in this wonderful business.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Time now for Michael Levine to visit with us with his thoughts on marketing and PR, that sort of thing. He runs the LCO office in Los Angeles and is one of the country's major PR moguls. Is football the national sport, and is that because of branding and marketing, your area of expertise?
I think it is. There's no question that if you took the two brands or the two enterprises and laid them side by side, that the overwhelming majority of Americans would say that the NFL has done a much, much, much better job of connecting itself to young people, to minorities, just to women, that the NFL has just been much more aggressive at marketing itself to these very, very fast-growing segments of our population, and that baseball has stayed more with its traditional base, which has become increasingly smaller throughout. You know, this is, as we've discussed many times, Doug, this is,
yep,
a very different America than my father's America.
Sure is. Yep, sure is. We grew up in a different world than what children are growing up in today.
Oh, radically different.
Yeah. Attention is the whole thing, and where they get their information, where they can even watch a game, the highlights of a game after it's over. You know, there's
their whole relationship with time and attention span and all of it. You know, baseball is perceived to be a slower game. Well, in the world we live in, slower is not good.
No, right.
You know, fast is good.
Yeah.
With the metabolism rate of the world has unalterably changed.
All right, so we're talking about marketing and branding, and let's go one step either sideways, either behind us or maybe in front of us, because I think there's a blurred line between marketing and PR. So we have marketing, branding. Is marketing and public relations, you're a public relations specialist, but you are a marketer. Is there a difference between PR and marketing, or does it get blurred because a lot of people don't really quite understand the difference? There are similarities, for sure, in the tools that it uses, but what's the difference?
Yeah. Marketing is just a really fancy word for selling.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And public relations is a part of that. It's a way of of creating feelings and attitudes around a business or a person or a product. And dealing with the media is a very, very important part of that enterprise.
What you can get for free, in other words.
Yeah,
in a
yeah.
Sense.
Well, there's a fun saying in the PR world. Advertising is what you pay for, and PR is what you pray for.
That's a good thing. I have to keep that in mind.
It's a fun little thing.
Yeah, yeah, that is. You just think about it. Most big companies now have an advertising budget, and they have a marketing and promotion budget, which gives credence to
exactly.
That there are two sides to that coin.
Mm. Well, they're complementary sides.
Yep, yep. Well, I wanted your expertise in trying to get people to understand this stuff. There are a lot of people more sophisticated in understanding the nuance of how they're being pitched to buy something, do something, go somewhere. And so that's kind of what I wanted you to explain. Thank you. Michael Levine, who's here from LCOonline.com and the LBNEaler.com, helping us understand things that are a part of the vernacular on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today, or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We're focused on the week ending Friday, November the 1st. This week, the number one item, once again, is the Affordable Care Act, the problems with the healthcare.gov website. Here's host Scott Sands talking to Congressman Bob Latta of Ohio. They discuss some of the website contractors that have appeared before Congress this week and what the glitch-filled healthcare.gov website is costing us. Latta is from Northwest Ohio, serving Tiffin and Seneca County, for those of you who are listening there.
I've heard numbers ranging from $634 million to $1 billion to build this website. And Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of Health and Human Services, testified that it had only spent about $100 million and maybe another $50 million on infrastructure so far. How much has this debacle cost us as taxpayers?
Well, and that's the other thing that we want to find out, because we're looking at numbers anywhere between, that we've heard between $400 to $600 million right now. And with the one contractor, the dollars have been appropriated, but they haven't all been expended. So, you know, they're not counting what's going to be the final tab. And so that's the other big question out there, is what's this thing going to cost in the end to the taxpayers for something that just doesn't seem to be working.
Now, Congressman, I don't know how tech-savvy you are, but I've built a number of websites, including some with e-commerce. Nothing is as massive as the Affordable Care Act requires with all the communication between departments and things like that. So I realize my experience may not be exactly to scale, but here at Clear Channel, we've got close to 1,000 radio stations that are on an infrastructure where at any given time you might have a couple hundred disc jockeys updating content, and we've got 1 million or 2 million people at any given time visiting our sites, listening to our streams. We've been able to pull this off for a lot less than $600 million. It seems like this should be a process that might cost a couple, five, ten, okay, $100 million, but this money just seems to have not been thought out, and and misallocated, misappropriated. There seems to have been no competition among designers to build the site that we need to make this work.
Well, one of the companies, the CGI, that testified last week, and, you know, beforehand, you always get their testimony from the forum the night before. I'd gone through it and read it. And a couple of things struck me that I asked Ms. Campbell, who was representing the company that day at the hearing. I said, you know, I noticed in your testimony that you said that you had built two other federal sites, one being the Medicare.gov and this other site. And I said, were these sites more complicated than the health care? And she said, no. And I said, well, the next question is how much testing did you do, like, for instance, on the Medicare site? And she said, sufficient. I said, well, can you give me a definition?
What is sufficient?
And she said, months. And we just heard them say that they'd run tests for this healthcare.gov for 2 weeks. And, you know, you just sit there, and that's the same. I read back that testimony today. The Secretary of Civility is asking her, was there sufficient testing? And the answer was no.
Here's what some of the talk radio folks that we've heard on various programs that we monitor around the country have had to say about the healthcare website, continuing problems with it, the fact that only 6 people signed up the first day, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
I am self-insured. I've always been self-insured. And since I've been getting a lot of information from my carrier, I called the person that I originally bought insurance from, my sales insurance person, who is now a navigator. And my choice is my insurance has gone up $70 a month starting in December. I have to stay with my carrier, who is Medical Mutual, who I've had for years. And my only other choice is my navigator told me that my premiums will go up substantially until 2018. So we'll be forced into Obamacare, everyone. My only other choice is, and I'm sorry, my deductible is $3,000. So I pay $300 a month plus $3,000 deductible, which is high. And my other choice would be to go into Obamacare. That means that the government would pay my $3,600 a year. My deductible would then go up to $6,000 a year, and I would pay a couple $100 a year. So I don't think it's fair for other working people to pay for an individual like me for $3,600 a year for me to get the same thing. So my insurance is now going to be going up one-third extra. And I just want to get my story out there that this is a broken system and it's not fair for people that have been taking responsibilities for themselves to get the same care than other people that make more money are going to be paying for me and everybody else.
We just need to be patient. You know, things like these happen all the time. The Affordable Care Act has been debated extensively during the election, and after that, it was upheld as law by the Supreme Court, so it's a law, not the bill. So I don't know why people, Republicans and others, keep comparing it to slavery and Hitler and Nazism. It's just crazy. I think we should be patient. Things like this happen all the time. If people can wait in line for Jordans, you know, Michael Jordan shoes, or to go to places for hours and days and months, why not wait for a few months for the website to be taken care of? I mean, it happens all the time. So I just think we need to be careful with what we say about a law that's law already. You know, it's not anything, it's not really bad as they try to make it seem.
Up next, we shift the focus to this week's number 2 item, the NSA, and all of the hoopla with that. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers, let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value in iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value in mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
What up? Evan here. Question. You like apples? I'll get to that in a minute. First, check out my motorcycle. Flames? Yep. Saddlebags? Yep. Room for two? Negatory! Sorry, ladies. I ride solo. Now, wait for it. How you like them apples? Aw, don't cry. Insuring this beast was crazy easy. Called Geico and boom, saved enough to buy a sidecar. Now, if you dry your tears, I might just let you ride in it.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
And the award goes to America's Best Value Inn. For the second year in a row, America's Best Value Inn has been named the Economy Hotel Brand of the Year based on the Harris Poll Equitrend Study. And now you can be a winner, too. Join our free value club for a 15% discount, room upgrade, late checkout when available, and other instant rewards at our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details and reservations.
Continuing with our Talk Radio Countdown Show, I'm Doug Steffen. At number two, the NSA spying scandal. On the countdown, we have talk host Greg Garrison with political analyst Michael Leadon. They discuss the NSA spying on our allies, and if Leadon thinks this is something we shouldn't have been doing or just something that we shouldn't have gotten caught doing.
Angela Merkel is, I guess, appropriately perturbed that the United States is listening to her phone calls. Is this just a matter of we shouldn't have got caught, or is this a matter of we shouldn't done it, or where are you in this continuum?
We didn't get caught. We got penetrated, and our secrets have been put out there in the world by a man who, in all likelihood, is an enemy agent, namely Snowden. Everybody has known this forever, right? If you're the head of some government out there in the world and you read stories about the Cold War and you realize that one of the first real breakthroughs in electronic intelligence was when we figured out how to listen to the conversations on the car phone that Brezhnev had in Moscow. Then you, if you have a working brain, will say, well, hell, if they could listen to Brezhnev's phone in Moscow, they can sure listen to my phone. And cell phones are broadcasts, so that anybody can listen to anybody's cell phone. In that story, that imaginary conversation I have with Angleton in PJ Media, I referred my readers to the fact that back in 2005, the Wall Street Journal pointed out that 60% of American companies polled by the journal at that time reported that they were snooping on their employees. 60%. And that was 2005. And snooping has gotten a lot more efficient nowadays, and that was the private sector, and the government does more of it than the private sector does. So I think anybody who understands anything about the world has known for years that there is no privacy anywhere, anytime. and that and the way that this has evolved was that you no longer have to bug a phone or tap a phone or anything like that. What you simply do is you have like a big you have a giant vacuum cleaner up there, and it scoops up all the phone conversations. And then you have supercomputers that go into that big pile of big data and pulls out what you want. Then you ask the supercomputer to look for certain things, certain keywords, certain phrases, certain people, certain numbers, certain phone calls on certain dates, things like that. That's the way it works. It's not as if somebody is specifically listening to Merkel's conversations. She's just in that mountain of data. So, of course, she knew. And the Germans are doing it, and the French are doing it, and it's hardly worth discussion among serious people. What's interesting is the business of Obama pretending that he did not know this was going on. Well, either it's true or it's false. If it's true, it's a scandal, because he should know. And if it's false, well, okay, so he's covering himself.
Here's host Abdul Hakim Shabazz talking to Fox national security analyst Ryan Morrow about the U.S. spying on its allies and how common this sort of thing really is in the world today.
There's some talk that, you know, friends always spy on friends, and so this is really much ado about nothing. Help us out here.
I agree with that general thought, is that behind the scenes, everyone understood that every country tries to collect as much intelligence on every country as possible. Germany's doing it, the UK is doing it, everyone's doing it, but there's a show that's put on whenever there's news about a spying scandal, whether it's through electronic means or physical spy, and there's diplomatic outrage and protest, but then it goes away. What's different this time is that this has struck such a chord with the public internationally that I think it's probably going to lead to a new series of treaties being written between allies.
Now, one of the things, Ryan, that I thought was interesting, knowing that Angela Merkel actually grew up in the old East Germany, that she, the German chancellor, tends to take this thing just a little bit differently because of the old East German surveillance that they used to do.
Right, so she's going to be more sensitive to accusations like this, but she knew that this was going on, or at least assumed it. We didn't know the detail. And Snowden is out there saying that there's more to come, and there probably is, but we need to keep in mind that he has a history of exaggerating things. I remember when he first started this business that he's doing to get famous, he said that President Obama's personal email could have been looked at by him when he was working for the NSA. That's obviously an exaggeration.
Watching some of the Sunday morning talking heads, one of the things was that part of the reasons why the Europeans were more outraged wasn't so much the spying, but that the United States just does it better than anybody else.
Right. And I monitor the media all the time about international scandals. When the U.S. does anything, it's always huge news because we're the world's only superpower. So you can have China or Russia or any other country engaging in this type of activity, and it just goes beneath the surface and it just doesn't get as much outcry.
I guess with, you know, in the wake of the Eric Snowden's and revelations about domestic surveillance in this country, does this make the whole surveillance issue just a little bit different? This had a new dimension than, say, like, you know, in past times.
Not at all, I don't think. I think that the public furor is a little bit different, but that's because of exaggerated headlines where, for example, they had the anti-NSA protest on Saturday, and most of the people protesting think that the NSA is listening in on your private phone calls and recording them in a database somewhere when there's absolutely no evidence of that.
And more talk radio caller action. Here's what a lot of you had to say about the NSA spying on our so-called friends and allies.
This whole thing with surveillance stuff has been going on for so long. George Bush started most of it. I remember, what was it, with the Ohio Bell people, that he had been listening to everybody. Well, I think that Obama has just continued on with that because he thought it was in good to be in good stead with the people, to be in good stead with Congress.
I am definitely against the NSA, but the only way you'll ever stop them is to shut them down completely. They may say they've stopped, but they won't stop. They've done this over and over for the last 50 years. They had the Church Commission, and they went ahead. They were told to stop doing things, and they continue doing them anyway. And it amazes me that Republicans, who supposedly want smaller government and less government in our lives, are absolutely in favor of continuing to have the NSA spying, even on American citizens.
I endorse the spying, because God bless America if we do not spy
on them, they are definitely spying on us. And if we can go back into history with the Rosenberg, back in, I believe it was in the 30s, when they sold out information to a foreign country, and they were at that time executed. Now, I don't understand how this gentleman that is dropping all this information in foreign countries, and they are not allowed to go over and pick him up or have him sent back to the United States, and he should be prosecuted. You know, and I just believe that if they stop the spying on these foreign countries, that that's when we are asking for ourselves to be bombed, or we will be going through the same thing that the other foreign countries are going through, running from bombs and everything else.
Up next on the countdown, we have some fun with a St. Louis radio host about the World Series here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
I'm Doug Steffen. World Series number 9 this week on the countdown. This week on my Good Day program, Jennifer Horn and I had some fun with St. Louis host McGraw-Milhaven over some of his complaints about the Red Sox beating the Cardinals in the World Series.
Good morning, Doug Steffen.
Well, it is a good morning because the Red Sox beat a team from the Midwest for the World Series. I was trying to remember where that team came from. I used to work at the same place you used to work when they had the games over there.
Yeah.
It's too bad the Cardinals lost.
Doug, but I thought you were calling because you wanted to know how to properly celebrate a World Series victory in your hometown, since it's happened so many times here in St. Louis over the last couple of years.
No, actually, that wasn't why I was calling, but it's interesting you would make note of that. The Red Sox, for the first time since 1918, won at Fenway Park, and so there was a lot of celebrating just because of that. But the reason that I was actually more interested in talking to you than anything else, because you've been telling your listeners that the Red Sox didn't win the World Series on the up and up.
No. That is incorrect. Once again, the Bostonites misquote me again.
Really?
Yes. So my only question now is the gel resin from John Lester's glove going to be voted a full World Series share?
You know, it's funny that you St. Louis Cardinals
this
know about
Jennifer
cheating.
Horn.
Hi.
Yep.
Yeah, who's, and I will admit, I am a Dodger fan, so I'm a little bitter with the
She's
Cardinals.
She's a Los Angelian,
yeah.
Milton McGraw.
And what about this that hit on Hanley Ramirez's ribs? Really? So let's talk about clean playing. You don't think that was a little dirty there? That little hit.
Well, I don't,
really? You don't think that was an intentional throw?
He's cracking up now. We got him, I think.
I don't. I mean, it was an inside pitch. It was what it was. I mean, you really think the Cardinals are going rib hunting?
I do. I think maybe that you're intimating that there was some cheating going on because you people in St. Louis know about it pretty well.
Jennifer, I'll give you the ribs. You give me the resin or rosin that was on his glove.
And I have one thing to say. This is Kelly.
Hi Kelly.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I have to mention the Clay Buchholz. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
His hair. He had a Jerry.
You know, I got to tell you something. I didn't get that whole hair and the beard thing. The guys in St. Louis, I give you, they're clean cut.
They
look
the
like
most
ball players.
The
Red Sox look like a bunch of guys that just came in off the subway. And so even though they won, maybe they need long hair to be like Samson or some. By the way, the reason that I'm all worked up about this is McGraw may have explained. I'm a Bostonian. The broadcast that I do originates on my farm, which is in Framingham outside of Boston. And so there's an obvious connection here. I've lived in this area all my life. So I've been the only sport I really kind of follow is baseball and the Red Sox.
And by follow, he means he sees like maybe an inning a year.
No, I actually went to a game earlier this year, in fact. So do we have some audio? Michael, didn't we have some audio from McGraw, who was talking to Aaron Katursky? That's what I heard. I heard you going after the Red Sox. What did Katursky? He was at all the games. He's pictures everywhere. This guy's getting more publicity than anybody else in radio. Every time I look at the trades, Katursky's picture is at some event. So what did he say? Was he a homer with you? He's on the St. Louis side?
No, Aaron Katursky tried to play it down the middle. He was calling into question my whining.
Oh, he's like me then.
Yes, but I brought up the fact that Bill Belichick won the Super Bowl by cheating, by filming the Rams.
That's the Patriots coach. What's that got to do with the Red Sox?
It's the region.
You're saying we're all a bunch of cheats and chiselers.
Not all of you.
Is that what it is?
Not all of you. Just Belichick and John Lester.
Really?
Just the athletic set.
Yes. No, in all seriousness, look, two great baseball towns, two great historic towns. I've been to Boston numerous times. I have friends in Boston. I've been to Fenway Park. It's like going to the Vatican. If the Cardinals couldn't win it, I'm glad we won it. But I'll leave you with this. Your 1918 highlight, right, on the television of the first time since 1918 was uttered by a St. Louis and Joe Buck.
Really?
Yeah.
Joe, Howie, that's right. Joe's got to do something about his hair, though.
Hey, come on. You know what? Buchholz does something about his hair, and then Joe can do something about his hair.
Exactly. I'm glad that Boston, some good news for you guys, you know, considering what happened during the marathon, and I think it's great for you guys.
Yeah.
The story.
Yeah, it was the story. It was a good story.
And lastly, Doug.
Oh, wait a minute. One more dig?
One more dig. I've known you for years. You've never sounded better, so clearly you must have a little goop of rosin on your microphone or something.
It greases up before every
and
break.
And it's a big microphone, too.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, Doug, Jennifer, congratulations. Tell everybody in Boston, congrats. We're sore losers. I'm the only sore loser around here.
We got it. McGraw, good to talk with you. And that's all the time we have for in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.